Title: Snare Flam Timing from Scratch for Pirate Radio Energy Beginner. Alright, let's build that Pirate Radio snare energy from absolute zero. We're talking drum and bass tempo, fast and tight, but with that live wire urgency, where the snare feels like it's cracking ahead of the beat without actually rushing the groove. Today's mission is one thing: snare flam timing. Two hits so close together they read like one gesture. A little tick and then the main smack. When it's right, it sounds like the snare has a whip on it. When it's wrong, it sounds like you accidentally double-triggered your sample. We're going to make it right on purpose. First, set the room up so timing feels correct. Open Ableton Live, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 170 to 178 is fine, but 174 is a nice center point for modern DnB and jungle-leaning stuff. Turn your metronome on, then set global quantization to 1/16. That just keeps launching and recording feeling snappy, and you can still place notes off-grid when we need to. Now create a new MIDI track and load a drum rack. Here's a key choice. We want two snare sounds inside the rack. One is your main snare. Think clean, punchy, broadcast crack. The second is your grace snare for the flam. Ideally it's thinner, shorter, quieter, or more clicky. If you only have one snare sample, no problem. Duplicate it to a second pad and we'll make it behave like a grace hit using velocity, eck, and shortening the tail. Now let's build the anchor beat. Because without an anchor, a flam just feels like chaos. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip in 4/4. Put a kick on the first beat, 1.1.1. Put your main snare on beat 2 and beat 4, 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. Add simple hats on 8th notes or 16th notes. Keep it basic. The point is to clearly hear what the snare is doing. Loop that 1 bar and let it run for a second. This is your ruler. The backbeat is sacred in DnB. Everything else can move around, but the main snare is the reference. Now we program your first flam, the manual timing method. This is the producer reel approach. You place the grace note slightly early. Zoom in on the snare at 1.2.1. Right before that main snare, add another snare note. That second note is the grace hit. You can put it on the same snare lane, but for control I recommend putting it on your grace snare pad so it can be shaped separately. Now set your grid to something tighter. Go to 1/32, and if you can, go to 1/64. The goal is tiny timing moves. Let's talk targets in human terms. A tight flam is around 10 to 20 milliseconds before the main. Classic jungle flam territory is about 20 to 35 milliseconds. Peak pirate radio slap can be 35 to 55 milliseconds. If you go wider than roughly 60 milliseconds at 174, you're flirting with two separate snares. Sometimes that's a cool effect, but it's not the flam gesture anymore. Ableton doesn't let you type 20 ms into MIDI note positions, so here's how you find it. Use the tiny grid and nudge by ear, or turn the grid off and drag freely, or use note nudging with your keyboard shortcuts depending on your setup. The method doesn't matter, the result matters. Here's the coaching trick that saves time: the overshoot then return method. Start with the grace hit almost stacked on the main snare, so close it barely changes anything. Then slowly nudge it earlier until you clearly hear daka, like two events. Once it becomes obvious, nudge it back a tiny bit later until it collapses into one hit with attitude. That's usually the sweet spot, faster than guessing numbers. Now we do the other half of the flam, velocity. Timing is only half. Contrast is what makes the flam read correctly. Set your main snare velocity high, somewhere around 105 up to 127. Let's choose 120 as a starting point. Set the grace note lower. Try 55. If your flam sounds like a mistake, don't panic and start moving notes around immediately. First move, lower the grace velocity. Most beginners make the grace hit too loud. If the grace hit is too loud, it becomes a stutter instead of a lead-in. Now do three quick checks so you know you're in the pocket. Check 1. Turn your monitoring volume down. At low volume, you should still feel urgency and bite, but you shouldn't clearly hear two snares. Check 2. Put on headphones. The grace hit should feel like a leading edge, like the snare transient has a little pre-spark, not like a second snare sitting next to it. Check 3. Listen in the full loop with hats and kick. If the groove starts to wobble, your grace hit is probably too late, and it's pulling the backbeat. Grace notes must lead. If they arrive late, they drag. Next, we stop the flam from smearing. This is essential at 174. Open the simpler for your snare pads inside the drum rack. Make sure you're in one-shot mode. Turn warp off for drum hits. If the samples have long tails, add a tiny fade out or shorten the decay. You want the grace hit especially to get out of the way. Then do the big pro move, choke control. Set both snare pads to the same choke group, for example choke group 1. The point is that when the main snare plays, it chokes off the gray snare tail instantly. That keeps the flam snappy instead of blurry. If you're using only one pad, you can also set voices to 1 so it can't overlap itself. But 2 pad with a choke group is usually cleaner, because you can shape the gray sound differently. Now let's make it pirate radio. We want snap and grit, but not fizzy nonsense. On your snare chain or snare group, at EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 Hz to get rid of rumble and low junk. If it sounds boxy, do a small cut in the 300 to 600 Hz range, like 1 to 3 dB. If it needs bite, add a small boost in the 2 to 5 Khz area. If you want air, a gentle shelf around 8 to 12 Khz can help, but be careful because distortion later can make that range harsh. Then add drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 5 to 15%. Crunch, start low, like 0 to 10%. Too much crunch can turn your snare into sandpaper, especially with bright hats. Leave boom at 0 for most D&B snares, unless you really know you want low end weight on the snare. Use damp to tame excessive top end bite, 10 to 30% is a normal zone. Then level match the output so you're not tricking yourself with loudness. After that, add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Turn soft clip on. And again, level match if you can. The goal is better, not just louder. If the flam suddenly feels weak after you've got timing right, here's a teacher note. It might not be timing at all. It might be frequency masking. If your hats or a break layer are screaming in the 2 to 6 Khz zone, they can hide the snare's attack, and the flam loses its whip. Sometimes the fix is a tiny dip in the hats around the snare attack range, not turning the snare up. Now, placement. This is where people accidentally ruin a good beat. Do not flam every snare. Flams are punctuation. If everything is hype, nothing is hype. Try this as a clean, DJ-friendly 4-bar pattern. Bar 1, add a flam on beat 2. Bar 2, keep the snares normal. Bar 3, add a flam on beat 4. Bar 4, no flam, and maybe a tiny hat roll or a quiet ghost note somewhere else. That gives you identity without wrecking consistency. It's like a signature you stamp into the loop. Now let's talk micro groove and swing. Carefully, you can try a subtle swing from the groove pool, like a swing 16 groove, but keep the amount low, around 5 to 12%. D&B likes precision. Too much groove and your roller turns into a stumble. Important, don't let the groove ruin your flam distance. The main snare stays the ruler. If groove moves your main snare off where it should be, pull it back. Let hats and little bits dance. Keep the backbeat solid. Also, if the groove shifts the grace note weirdly, just manually nudge the grace note after applying groove so the flam still feels like one event. Quick editing habit that saves you pain. When you're arranging, select the grace note and the main snare together and move them as a pair. Only change the distance between them when you're in sound design mode. That way you don't accidentally reinvent your flam timing every time you shift notes around. Now let's add one more flavor option, the two-lane flam for clarity. If your grace hit is on a separate pad, you can make it more tick-like so it never fights the main snare. On the grace snare chain only, add EQ 8 and high pass it much higher, even up into the mids, until it's mostly click and edge. Shorten it in simpler with decay or a tighter fade-out. Optionally transpose it up by 1 to 3 semitones so it sits above the main transient instead of colliding with it. This often creates that whip crack feeling without adding mud. If you want a tiny bit of psychoacoustic magic, here's a stock-only trick. Put a very short reverb only on the grace hit, tiny decay, tiny size, then follow it with a gate to clamp it. Your ear hears a micro space before the impact, and the main snare feels even bigger without washing out the backbeat. Now, arrangement energy for a drop. Take an 8 or 16 bar section. First 4 bars, normal snare, no flams. Next 4 bars, introduce flams on every other snare, or only on beat 4 for that forward pull. And if you want a final hype moment, use a double flam sparingly. 2 very quiet grace hits before the main. For example, one about 45 milliseconds early, one about 20 milliseconds early, both low velocity, like 25 and 45, then main at 120. This can sound insane, but only if your choke groups and sample lengths are clean. Before we wrap, quick common mistakes and fast fixes. If the grace hit is too loud, it sounds like a stutter. Fix. Lower grace velocity first. If the flam is too wide, it sounds like 2 snares. Fix. Tighten the gap or shorten the grace sample. If the tails overlap, your snare loses punch. Fix. Choke group or voices set to 1. If you flam every snare, you lose impact. Fix. use it as punctuation. If distortion makes it fizzy and weak, you've probably killed the transient. Fix. Back off drum bus crunch, reduce saturator drive, and if needed, make a small EQ cut where the harshness lies. Now your 10-minute practice, so you actually lock this in. Make a 4-bar deaden bead drum loop at 174. Add a flam on bar 1 beat 2, and bar 3 beat 4. For each flam, try 3 distances by nudging. Roughly 15 milliseconds, 30 milliseconds, 45 milliseconds. For each timing, try 2 grace velocities, 35 and 60. Pick the combo that feels like single hit with attitude. Then add EQ8 and drum bus, and level match so it's not just louder, it's genuinely better. Export that 4-bar loop and name it something like Flam 30ms Bell 55174bpm.wav. Final recap. ADNB snare flam is a quiet grace hit and a loud main hit, usually 10 to 55 milliseconds apart. Velocity, contrast, and choke control are what keep it tight and pro. Ableton stock tools are enough. Drum rack and simpler, choke groups, EQ8, drum bus, saturator, and the real Pirate Radio energy comes from using flams with intention across phrases, not spraying them everywhere. If you tell me whether you're going for classic jungle crack, modern roller snap, or darker neuro punch, I can suggest a default flam distance and a quick grace, a cue and decay setup that tends to lock instantly at 170 to 178 BPM.